Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. This is a wonderful day, and it's also a challenging day. It's a wonderful day because we see in God's love everything and everyone is interconnected. There is no divisions. God's love is victorious. And love means relationships with each other, with the chipmunks and the praying mantis, with the beaver and the deer, with the flower. These are all our brothers and sisters in the Christian perspective. All are one in Christ, and Christ is in all of us. You are a body, the body of Christ. And each one of you reflects that reality, that love, that goodness. That's the gift and challenge we have. And it means that our loved ones, the ones we respect, the ones we cherish, have gone before us. We had the funerals and we had the tears, but we never have tears without hope, because Christ died and 3 days later God raised him from the dead. So all who are in Christ live in some, well, Sarah said more than once, a mystery that we don't know, but we trust because Jesus said so. Those who believe in me will never really die. And so we thank God today for St. Peter and St. Paul and St. Augustine and St. Aquinas and St. Martin Luther and St. Johann Sebastian Bach and all the saints that we have gone before us, the graves of honor that we go past coming in the church. We thank God for all. And the people that have died this past year whose names are in the bulletin, we don't see them in this life, but in Christ somehow they are alive in ways we don't understand. The Celtic Christians talk about the thin places. Those places where heaven and earth come together, where the living and dead can communicate. Joan and I do, we believe that. We do that every, like yesterday. My mom would have been 96 years old. She was born on All Saints Day, which is very appropriate for my mom. I loved her. And if I know anything about the love of God, I got a lot from my mother, and I still do. And so we get a picture of my mother on those Saints Days and their birthday, and we light a little candle. And then Jen and I talk about her mother or my mother. My dad died November 14th, so we'll do that again. And in those conversations, they're present somehow. I don't know how. Beyond logic, but so faith is beyond logic. And we remember the wonderful things they did. And their shortcomings. And then the good things we learned and the things we don't want to continue, you know. But it you feel the presence. I mean, did you ever walk around here and say hi to Nevin from heaven? Or say hi to Harry? You know, you can talk. My in-laws from Singapore are Chinese. They're Buddhist, but they have a little place in their house where they have a little shrine, a little candle, and sometimes they put a little bit of food or whatever there for their ancestors. Remember your ancestors. But for Christians, we know that in Christ they somehow are alive, and they never die. So when we cry at funerals, we miss them and it hurts. But it's a sweetness, too, because we know that we'll see them again in a glory, in a blessedness that's beyond what we can even imagine, what God has in store for us. And in some ways, sometimes we go through this life, those who have gone before us, we can envy them because they're doing the resurrection dance, which we will do. But they root for us. Keep the faith. Don't give up. Fight the good fight. Show the gospel, love your enemies, do good to those, work for justice, clarify yourself, look in the mirror and see Jesus, because you got to see Jesus in your own face. Because if you don't see Jesus in your own face, no one else is either. Okay? So to see Jesus in your heart means to show with your face. And people can tell if there's Jesus. I mean, you're around people that they radiate a love, a gentleness, a peace. And there's some people, you get the bad vibes too. But Jesus said, we got to love them too. We're going to show them love too as people. And it's also a day for us, okay? We are saints through baptism, each and every one of us. We are icons of God. And we have received that power in our baptism. We know that we are justified by God's grace as a gift. We know that God births us again at baptism. We know that God feeds us his body and blood through Holy Communion, which Daniel and Austin will receive today for the first time. We know that the presence of God makes us a new people. And we know that we are to go make disciples, go share the good news. And that's the challenge, because Jesus Christ is with us and in us. In Philippians, St. Paul says, let the same mind be in you that you have in Christ Jesus. That doesn't mean have faith in Jesus. That's okay. I mean, it's good. Faith of Jesus in you. That's what he's saying. Christ in you. The core of who you are, Jesus Christ. And to be able to see the Christ in the person sitting next to you. Because how can you worship the God who you do not see unless you're able to worship the God who you see in the other person? And Jesus doesn't give us any ifs, ands, or buts, even the enemy. That's the challenge of us for this All Saints time. The mind of Christ, the mind of the saints. Today, Jesus shows us in the Sermon on the Plain about what this is like. Jesus became poor. He gave himself on the cross totally for us. He didn't hold back. He was suffering on the cross. He even said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He felt at times we do too, the God-forsakenness. And even in the pain, as the political leaders and the soldiers and the religious leaders mocked him and spit on him, he said what? Father, love them. Father, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. See, Jesus said, this is how you'll know you're my disciples. If you love one another as I've loved you. All the rules and regulations, two great commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Become poor. In other words, get rid of all the other distractions. Joan is good at, I'm a pack rat. I save everything. And she's saying, get rid of stuff. Get rid of stuff so you can find stuff, okay? And you get rid of stuff in the closets. Oh, there's that shirt I haven't seen for a year. It was behind my pants. I didn't know it was back there. So the more you declutter, the more you can focus on what you're looking for. Well, same thing with your faith life. You can, politics or business or sports, whatever. These are okay. This is part of our life. But Jesus is saying, get rid of that for time and center on him. Love him, and then look at all, everything else will be granted to you through him. Don't major in minors, major in majors. That's what he's saying for us on this All Saints Sunday. Major in major. And know too, people out there, I mean, this church, I mean, if people really knew what was going on here, you'd have people up in the balcony, you'd have people lined up down Walters Road trying to get what we have and what they're hungry for. And what they're lonely for, and what they're anxious about, and feeling that their life has no meaning. We can show them Christ. We can show them salvation. But we have to know it ourselves. You can't give away that which you do not have. Know that you are a child of God. Know that you're loved by God. Know that Christ works through you. There are people starving for bread. There's also people starving for the bread of companionship. They're lonely. They want somebody to listen to them. They want to say, gee, this really hurts. And they don't want somebody to say, well, yeah, I know about that because it happened to me. No, no. They want you to listen to them. Give them the space. Make them the most important person at that time. As Christ listens to our prayers and our sighs that are too deep for words, we are called to do the same. To do that, to visit the sick, to feed the hungry. Jesus is talking about that. Jesus wept. He wept when Lazarus died. He wasn't happy about death. He missed his good friend when Lazarus died. Jesus wept. He wept over Jerusalem. But what happened to becoming a marketplace rather than a place of worship and prayer for God? He wept over that. So we weep too. Our hearts are broken in our world. But we are called to know Christ's healing in our lives so we can share that healing with other people, because we're talking from what we know in our hearts. Now, people have good BS detectors. They can tell when you're putting them on, and they can tell when you're talking from the heart and you really believe it. You're justified by God's grace. Yeah, we're not going to be perfect. Martin Luther said, you know, we're a simul peccator et ustius. You know, there's a devil here and the angel here. And we know that a lot of times we miss the mark. We miss the mark. But the beauty is we can return to our baptism, return to the Lord our God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. And we can repent and say, I'm sorry, God, help me. God dusts you off, you take the communion, you take the Holy Sacrament, you pray, and then you practice that on others. Somebody has hurt you badly. Well, look, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And we make a difference. We do. The Holy Spirit comes upon us, and Christ works through us, through the cross of Christ. I love this. This is a torture thing. It's a horrible way to die, but it's also a beautiful thing, because it's a symbol of God's love for us in Jesus Christ. And we know it through the Holy Spirit comes to us and says, you are my child. I love you just the way you are. And I want you to know, share that love with others. So it becomes a horizontal to love each other. And I see that here. I see that towards the glory of God. God playing the organ to the glory of God. And making stencils of the glory of God, and meals to the glory of God, and giving the pastor a pen for the glory of God, and making apple pies for the glory of God. And read your newsletter, you will see your hubby, what he did to the glory of God. And in fact, when you read it, you'll find out a lot of times there are eruptions in our lives. God's there. You know something weird about sin. And we're teaching your kids the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, the Ten Commandments, and how we're going to commit to the glory of God. Listening to your friends, making bulletins to the glory of God. Eating food for people in North Hills Youth Ministry. Not North Hills. To the glory of God. Help bathing somebody that's sick to the glory of God. Cutting your brother's hair to the glory of God. Listening to your parents from Chicago to the glory of God. Being a great husband to the glory of God. Being also keep my little thing that I did. I go all these questions to the glory of God. And bringing your family to the glory of God. This is what a saint does. Not perfect. We've got dust on us. But we come today, and the Holy Communion, the dust is wiped off. You are forgiven. You're in a holy communion with Jesus Christ. Everybody here. Now, it's a wonderful journey being the saint of God. It's also difficult. But take heart. You're not alone. The book of Hebrews, it says you're surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses. Witnesses that we will thank God for today. You're still with us. Witnesses of this church. Witnesses of one holy Catholic Apostolic Church. The reality is that Jesus Christ is with us every step of the way to the end of the age. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.